Hello and welcome to the MDS podcast, the podcast channel of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society. I'm Thiago Teiru, a professor at the University Medical Center Göttingen in Germany, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing Professor Paul Vilmes, a professor of systems ecology at the Luxembourg Center for Systems Biomedicine in Luxembourg. Paul gave a lecture on October 6th at the Congress on the microbiome gut-brain axis in Parkinson's disease. So Paul, thank you for joining us on the podcast. How are you enjoying the Congress so far?
Yeah, it's a pleasure, Thiago, first of all. Yes, I'm very much enjoying the Congress so far. It's been very stimulating on a number of different levels. It's, of course, a beautiful location, but the science that I've been exposed to has been just remarkable.
Have you seen any interesting presentations that you would like to highlight?
I thought that yesterday the discussions over alpha-synuclein and its role in the pathogenesis was very interesting in the context also of having to consider other amyloid proteins. So that was something that I hadn't been exposed to in that way. And I thought that was very interesting. And that is also important, I think, in the context of guiding our own work on the gut microbiome in Parkinson's disease.
I'm very happy to hear that because, of course, I work a lot on this field of alpha-synuclein, so I'm always happy to hear people are excited about the topic, and I know you work a lot on this as well. Can you tell our listeners what you covered in your presentation?
Yeah, so in my presentation, what I covered was basically from the initial studies that had been conducted on the gut microbiome in Parkinson's disease, all the way to the latest studies, of which we've conducted a few, to really look at what is functionally relevant in the context of the gut microbiome in Parkinson's disease. So I basically initially elaborated also on why one would want to look into the gut microbiome in Parkinson's disease. How might the enteric nervous system then be impacted by changes in the microbiome? For example, as we've touched on alpha-synucleins, or are there, for example, amyloid proteins that will be produced by the gut microbiome that can cross-seed alpha-synuclein leading to its aggregation and then spreading up via the vagus nerve into the brain stem? So those are elements that I covered. And then I specifically also highlighted from the earliest studies about a decade ago on the gut microbiome, what have we learned? What are the common organisms to be found as elevated in the context of Parkinson's disease, such as, for example, Akkermansia cea or Methanobrevibacteriaceae? So there are quite a few common signatures that over the course of the last decade we've learned about. But then critically, I think what is important is that one gets to the point of actually understanding what is cause or consequence of the disease. And specifically, if there are pathogenic microbiomes, especially in the context of Parkinson's disease, so how can we actually identify what are causal molecules, pathogenic agents that would cause, for example, the misfolding and aggregation of alpha-synuclein? And so there we've conducted also a number of studies where we've looked at also prodromal, so Parkinson's disease, so idiopathic REM sleep behavior disorder. So what are changes very early on? And in particular, what are functional differences and how may those then link to the actual disease? And so there we've seen interesting functional shifts, especially in relation to glutamate biosynthesis, as well as, for example, in the expression of flagellins. So those are, of course, the constituents of flagella of bacteria, and they are highly immunogenic, and we see very clear differences there. And so key question there is, of course, whether those differences are then also tied to intestinal inflammation and potentially neuroinflammation. Those are the main elements that I covered through the course of my presentation.
No, of course, it was amazing. I was there and I really enjoyed, and I think it's such a fascinating field. And I wanted just to touch on something because we talk a lot about the gut microbiome, but of course we have other microbiomes as well, the mouth microbiome, the skin microbiome. As a specialist, how do you see these other microbiomes as being possibly relevant also in the context of Parkinson's and even other diseases, of course, but is this something you're thinking about as well, or are you only focusing on the gut microbiome for now?
We are very much interested also in other body habitats and the microbiomes that we find there. We've worked, for example, a lot on the oral microbiome and looking at transmission of specific microbial strains from the oral cavity into the large intestine. And there have been epidemiological links, of course, for example, in the context of oral health, and then a whole panoply of chronic diseases, including neurodegenerative diseases. And that might be also an important body habitat to look at. So we are considering that, of course. We are also studying that. We haven't not yet published on these topics, but we are in the process of testing hypotheses there as well. So absolutely, the other body habitats also very relevant. I know that there is also quite a lot of interest, for example, looking at organisms on the scalp, for example, and whether there might be also there shifts in the microbiota. And so, yeah, I think it is understandable that we focus first and foremost on the gut, because that's where we have the most microbial biomass. But it is also clear that there are other body habitats that we have to look into. And then finally, what we have in particular very early on, what we had looked into is the nasal microbiome, also that together with Mollenhauer. And what we had not seen there were very conclusive shifts. So that was a little bit blurry, I would say, in terms of the results. There were no coherent signatures, in stark contrast to the gut for Parkinson's disease. So this is certainly something that we're still interested in and pursuing, and is, of course, highly relevant, not least in relation to, for example, the dual hit hypothesis by Heiko Brack.
Yeah. And of course, this is very relevant in the context of these diseases because of dietary habits. So could potentially be a way to also interfere with the microbiome and maybe gear it towards more beneficial microbiome. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, so I basically briefly touched on this also in the context of my presentations. What is interesting to observe is that we see organisms enriched in Parkinson's disease that are often associated with, for example, diets that are low in fiber. So you get enrichments in those organisms as they are actually feeding off other complex carbohydrates. And in that context, they are feeding off the outer mucus layer in the large intestine. And so those are, for example, Akkermansia, basically mostly Akkermansia muciniphila, but there are a number of now strains described within that species. So you have enrichments in those in Parkinson's disease. You have also enrichments in other mucinolytic organisms. And so diet indeed is a potentially compelling intervention. One could potentially advocate there for a high fiber diet. We also have there some work together with Britt that is currently under revision, so I can't speak too much about it. But what we find there is that recalcitrant starch does appear to be beneficial. And then finally, we've also done some interventions, for example, with therapeutic fasting. And also that seems to be beneficial in the context of Parkinson's disease, even leading to an improvement in motor symptoms. There are potential ways whereby via the microbiome we can potentially modulate disease symptoms, but of course there's much more work yet to be done there. And then finally, also of course, what has to be finally proven is that there are causal relationships between the microbiome and Parkinson's disease. And if those are established, then that would lead to specific targets, how we can then manipulate the microbiome beyond dietary interventions. There are, for example, researchers that are harnessing CRISPR-Cas, for example, to actually edit or engineer the microbiome. So those are very early, I think, in terms of the development, but they are very exciting, I think, prospects as to how we can modulate the microbiome. And in the case of Parkinson's, then hopefully leading to beneficial outcomes.
Yeah, so there's a lot to look forward to in the future, but a lot of hope as well. And Paul, that's what we wanted to cover. Is there anything else you would like to mention that we may have not covered?
What I am specifically, again, interested in are possible pathogenic agents that are basically, yeah, coming in essence from the microbiome. One particular area that I'm currently working on are actually small proteins produced by the microbiome, of which the vast majority, according to our analysis, are actually amyloidogenic. And this is opening up a whole new area that we're very excited about, and that obviously also is immediately tied to potential novel targets. Yeah, I'll have to say that I'll keep you posted on the developments there.
Yes,
thank you very
do.
Much, Tiago, again. It was really fantastic.
Thank
to you, talk
to you, Paul. It was a pleasure talking to you. And I invite all our listeners to go and look for your work, beautiful work. And I'm sure they will learn a lot. And we will all learn a lot from you. So I hope you can join us again in future MDS meetings as well to tell us about your progress.
I will be delighted to. Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you all for listening. Join us in our upcoming podcasts. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society or their affiliated journals, Movement Disorders, and Movement Disorders Clinical Practice. Any disclosures of the participants can be found within the episode description located on the MDS website.